The Stop and Shop strike is over. Store owners reached a tentative agreement with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union over the weekend. The workers walked out a week and a half ago after contract talks broke down. WBUR's Callum Borchers has been following the strike all the way along and joins us in the studio this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, Bob.
So what do we know about what's in this deal?
Not a whole lot. We know that it's 3 years, which has been the standard for this union and Stop and Shop. And both sides are sort of vaguely saying that it preserves the robust health care benefits that employees have enjoyed in the past, that it preserves the pension program. But those points were never really in doubt, Bob. It's the particulars. And what the company wanted was employees to pay a larger share of their monthly health care premiums. They also wanted to freeze pension contributions for many workers. And it's unclear whether they actually got those concessions.
All right. So what about the stores themselves? Are the workers expected back on the job today? We know that Stop and Shop had to limit hours at some stores. They cut back on what the stores could offer on the inside. A lot of fresh stuff, for example, was gone, such as deli seafood counters. Do you have any sense of whether it'll be business as usual today?
It definitely will not, although the workers will be back on the job. Even though they haven't ratified this contract yet, they've agreed to go back to work. There is a small handful of stores, I'm told by Stop and Shop, that will remain closed. After that, though, normal hours will resume. They'll close at the normal times today and get back to a regular schedule tomorrow. But the company also acknowledges that it's going to take a few days before the stores are fully stocked, because keep in mind, although the truck drivers doing all the deliveries to the stores are not part of the same union that was on strike, as a show of solidarity, they had stopped delivering food to the stores.
Right. And so the stores, as you point out, need to restock before everything's back to normal.
Exactly.
All right. Strike spanned 11 days, as we said. Long-term effects on the stores and the workers?
Well, you know, there's not a lot of precedent for this, Bob. I ran into a worker on the line one day who said he remembered the last Stop and Shop strike back in the 70s, which lasted all of 2 hours. So there wasn't a whole lot of a chance to see what the long-term effect would be there. Probably the closest analog we have locally, remember, was the Market Basket standoff in 2014. It wasn't exactly a strike, right? But those workers were protesting and demonstrating the removal of their beloved chief executive, Arthur T. Demoulas, who was in that fight with Arthur S. Demoulas, his cousin. About a year after the fact, I remember being at the Globe and we checked back in, and business had picked back up. They have a very loyal customer base who did return, and that was a six-week standoff. So here, you know, 11 days, there probably wasn't too long of a disruption for customers. I expect that they'll get back to normal pretty soon.
Do you think there'll be a long-term impact on the stores from this? After all, if you drove by Stop and Shop stores for the last week or so, last 10 days, the parking lots were pretty empty.
They certainly were. I mean, the strike was effective in keeping customers away for the most part, partly because, as we've been mentioning, there just wasn't a whole lot of selection to go shopping at. And, you know, for the workers as well, they were certainly feeling the pinch, Bob. I mean, they went without pay for this 11-day period, and they hadn't really built up much of a strike fund. One of the strike captains at an Alston Stop and Shop had told me that when the checks finally did start to come from the strike fund, it would only be about $100 a week for full-time workers and $50 a week for part-timers. So they also faced the prospect of being rejected for unemployment claims, because when you're on strike, that can often be a disqualifier. So both sides were feeling the pinch, and I think were very clearly motivated to get this thing done. That's maybe why they were at the table even on Easter.
And do you expect the workers to ratify this new deal, which they must do for the job action to finally be closed out?
I do, because I think what we've seen throughout the negotiation process and even before the vote to walk out, you saw that union leaders at these five local chapters of the UFCW do seem to really have their fingers on the pulse of their members. So my sense is that they would not present a contract that they thought would fail at the vote.
All right. WBUR Bostonomics reporter Callum Borchers, thanks a lot for telling us about the Stop and Shop strike and its end.
Glad to be with you.